They say maybe the husband died already. That we're not afraid about. So if it's only a question if the husband is alive right now we have a chazaka to say yes, he was alive before, he's still alive right now. So if the husband goes away, and the only suffix is he still alive right now or not, then we say yes, the husband must probably still alive, he's lari to truma. She's lari to truma. But shema yomus chashinen. If we have to be afraid if he will die in the future, yes, that we are afraid. So when the husband gave his wife, the kohen gave his wife a get, to say that the get should be chala now before he dies, so every hour the question is, the next hour, will he die or not? So that we have no chazaka. Chazaka can't tell us something won't happen in the future. Chazaka only tells us right now, did it happen, did it change yet or not? We learn our chazaka in the Gemara in Chulin from a nega, so we say, if it didn't change until now, it still didn't change. But what's going to be in the future, chazaka can't tell us in the future. So that's Rava's teretz. Shema meis lechashin. If you want to know right now when the husband went away, is he still alive right now or not? Yes, he's still alive right now. She's ladi truma. But if you want to know, will he die in the next hour? To say that right now she can't eat truma, that we have no chazaka. So therefore the Brisa says, by the get, that to be chal before he dies, she has to stop eating truma right now. Oh, malei ravada ba'masna l'rova for her noid. The case you just brought about this barrel of wine, are we afraid they'll break or not? That's a case of will it break or not? Upligi, and still you see it's a machlekes. The Yisrael of Yehuda says he can't drink the wine now because we're afraid the barrel will break. So you see, even in the future also, we are afraid it will break. And Remeyah says, no, we're not afraid it will break. So you see, a cheskes chai can help us even in the future. Like if you hold from the chazaka, it will help us for the future. So what's your teretz rov is the difference between meis and yomus. So Marian says, Amar Rav Yehuda midisruta shani nerd. I'll tell you, the case of a barrel is different over there. The efshe de mosaleh l'shamer. In other words, there's no kash and rov. Really, I'll tell you, nobody says a chazaka helps for the future. Why over there does Remeyah say you're allowed to drink the wine now, and we have the chazaka that even in the future the barrel will not break? I tell you, by the barrel it's better, because by the barrel you can give it over to a shamer. Since you give it over to the shamer to watch it, there we're not afraid it will break. But a person, whether it will die or not, it's not up to give up. You can't give it over to anybody else. It's up to Hashem. There we're afraid. There we have to be afraid. Maybe he will die. This thing more says, "Maskev lover mishashtia, arvecha orva tzarech." Like even the shamer, you're making a watchman watch your barrel. Who says he'll do a good job? Maybe he'll be poshay, he'll slip, and it'll break by him. In other words, there's no end to it. The shamer could also make a mistake. So if you're afraid something will break, even by a shamer you should be afraid it will break. So you have a proof then, Remeyah says, we're not afraid something will break, we're not afraid something will die. Elo am a Rav, therefore Rav said like this, he changed Rav, and says like this, Shema meis loichashinen, that everybody holds. There is a chazaka that he didn't die before, he's still alive right now. So if we want to know when the husband's time went away, could the wife at home eat truma right now? Yes. She's allowed to eat truma. Because right now we say he's still alive, there's a chazaka that said that he did not die. But Shema Yomus, is there a chazaka or not that said that he won't die in the near future? That's a tanoi. That's taka machlekes tanoim. According to Remeyah, yes, there's a chazaka that said that it won't break the barrel. A person won't die either. Mashenk, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't say. There's no such chazaka of Shema Yomus. So therefore, that the Brisa says when you give a get to Michal an hour before he dies, then according to Rabbi, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That Rabbi Yehuda says there's no chazaka shem yomus, therefore we have to be afraid maybe he will die in the next hour, therefore right now she's not allowed to eat truma. Then the last case the Mishnah says was Hashaleh Achatosim Medinas Hayom. For the Gemara of Obin and Smicha, how can you send the Shliach to bring a korban chatas for you? The law is a korban chatas needs smicha, and the bailim, the owner, has to be there to make smicha, to put his hand on top of the head of the animal. So how can you make a shliach? A shliach can't make smicha. So Gemara answers, Omar Rabbi Yosef of the korban noshim. The Mishnah is talking about a korban of an isha. When an isha brings a korban, there's no mitzvah smicha by an isha. Like Rashi brings down, the pasuk says, Dabri al b'nei Yisrael v'samach. That we dash in Bnei Yisrael, Simchin, Vien, Bnei Yisrael, Simchis. By B'nais Yisrael, there's no mitzvah smicha. And Tosfos speaks out also that even though the korban is kosher, even though you don't make smicha, however, the Mishnah is mashma lechatchila, this is the way you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to send the korban with a shliach. So in this, the Gemara asks, how could you send the korban with a shliach with the chur you're missing the mitzvah of smicha? So the first teretz is we're talking about an isha doesn't have the mitzvah smicha. Rav Papa says no, even though we're talking about a chatas of a man, still I'll tell you about chatas oif. We're talking about a chatas of a bird, when you want to bring a chatas of a knife, there's no mitzvah smicha. So there you're allowed to send a shliach. Now the Mishnah, the Gemara says utzricha. We need, like all three cases of the Mishnah, the chur, they're extra. They're all teaching us the same yisoid, that the person has a cheskes chai, we have a right to stay still alive. So Mishnah says like this, di yashmin and get, if we don't hear the first case of the get, the shliach bringing a get, he has a right to say the husband is still alive. Mishum d'layevsha, because there's no way out, like we don't want the isha to remain in the guna, we want her to have a heta to remarry, so therefore we'll make her to say she could remarry with his get. But I'll tell you, Alva Truma, but in the case whether she could eat Truma or not, the Efsha, there it's possible to tell her, don't eat Truma, let her only eat Chulin. Eimaloi, maybe there were not Samech on this Chazaka that the husband is still alive. That's the second Chiddush, no, even if Truma was Samech on the Chazaka. And the Yashmin and Truma, if it only tells her, if it tells the Chiddush Truma, the Zinnan de Loi Efsha. There are cases where the wife is very, very poor, and if she won't be able to eat Truma, she won't manage. So therefore, here the Rabbanu will make her to remain with the cheskes chai that said the husband is still alive to let her eat truma. But the question of bringing a chatis oif now, when the kohen receives his chatis oif, if he has any doubt at all that the owner died already, so then the svara should be misveiko lelaya chun lazara. If you have any doubt at all, maybe we should not let the korban be brought, not to bring chun lazara. So tzricha, we need the chiddush. No, there's no doubt at all. But we say for sure you have a right to Naman. The owner is still alive. Therefore, this korban could be brought. Then the Mishnah says shloisha dvarim. There are three things. Omar Rabbi Loza ben Pratia lefnei chachamim. If Rabbi Loza ben Pratia said in front of the chachamim, the kaimu es dvarim, and they agreed to what he said. One thing that he said was al ir shekifu akarkum. If the goyim started to besiege a city, they went around the city, or else v'al ha'svina ha'mutrefes b'yam, if you have a ship that's in the middle of a storm in the water, mutrefes means shaking around, or else v'al ha'yotzi lidon, or as a person that has to go to a din Torah, whether he's chayiv misra or not, the locher is shein becheskes chayomin, that they're still becheskes chay, we don't say they died, they were killed, we say they're still alive. The wife cannot remarry yet. Avol ir shekav shu karkum, but a city that the goyim be captured it already, or else a svina shav dubayam, a ship that was sunk like in the sea, or else vayyotzi lihorig, they had already a psak din that is chayiv misa, and now they're taking him out to kill him. The locher is noisnin aleyim chumre chayim v'chumre mesim. In these cases now, we give both ways, l'chumre, both ways we go. That maybe he's dead, maybe he's alive. What does that mean, both ways, the chumre? That depends how the wife is. Bas Yisroel l'kayin. If the wife is only a bas Yisroel, that she could only eat truma because of a kayin, her husband, we say no, maybe the husband died, she has to stop eating truma. In the opposite way, what about a bas kohen li Yisrael? She's a bas kohen by herself, she could eat truma. Just calls the man, she's married to a husband to the Yisrael, she can't eat truma. Still, we tell them both, l'teicha b'truma, they're not allowed to eat truma. Because we have to be afraid, maybe the husband is still alive, so therefore this bas kohen cannot eat truma. Maybe he's dead, therefore the bas Yisrael cannot eat truma. Here we're machmer both ways. So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yosef, a Mishnah is talking about a bezdin, but a Yiddish, a Jewish bezdin. But it's talking about a question of a bezdin by goyim. Then we say no. Kivon de goma ledino lekotlo. As soon as the goyim paskin gave him psak din to be killed, mikta kotle. For sure he's going to be killed. And then there's no more chumra to say he's still alive, for we say for sure he's going to be killed. Omle Abaye says back. What do you mean for sure is going to be killed? They take bribes. Maybe the person gave a bribe and saved himself. Or Malay said back, no. Ki shakli, when do they accept the bribe? Mekame delachtem pursei shenamug. Only before the goyim give the psak din. But lebosad mechtam pursei shenamug. But after they sign already the psak din, lo shakli, then they don't receive sheichet, and then we say for sure if they gave a psak din that he's supposed to be killed, that he was killed. Nesrei have a cash on this. It says aloha, Gemara Sanhedrin, that komokim shiyam dushnayin. Anytime two edim will come now to a bezdin in L.A. For yomrin, they'll say to the bezdin here, that midanon which is plainly, we could say this upon this person Reuven here, shenigma din of a bezdin shaplaini, that he had a psak din in New York, the bezdin there in New York gave a psak din that is chayiv misa, who plainly edim, and we know this and this were the edim there in New York. So in such a case, it says the Bezdin here in L.A. is Harez de Yehorek. They're going to kill him right away. So the question is, why do you say for sure he's going to be killed? Why don't we look for Schus? Like Pshat for our Mishnah is, even though there was a Psak Din to be killed, but we're not 100% for sure he's going to be killed, because maybe they'll find this Schus to save him. Here you see, by even by a Jewish Bezdin, when there's no Schusim, for sure he's going to be killed. Skumar says, Dilma Bereich Shani. Here it's different. Since here the case was where this person ran away from the New York Bezdin, and now they caught him in L.A., so for sure they'll have him killed. But maybe if the Psak Din was done right here, and the person is still here, and now they look around and try and find Schusim, maybe if they find the Schus, they won't kill him. So Mora says, Toshima, coming here. Shoma mi Bezdin Shal Yisrael. If you heard from a Bezdin Shal Yisrael, Shoyim, they were saying, that is Ploini Meis. The Bezdin said over to the wife, we know your husband died, or else ish ploini never, your husband was killed. So lochruz yasiyu es ishtoi, the wife is allowed to remarry now. What about mikun retrisin, shalotik chavim? Let's say she heard this from the executors, a goyish executor, that ish ploini meis, they said about your husband died, or else ish ploini never, your husband was killed, in other words, we killed him, is al yasiyu es ishtoi, the wife cannot remarry. So the question is, my mace, what does mace mean? Oh, my nerik, what does it mean he was killed? Elaim, if you want to tell me mace mamish, and venerik, nerik mamish, that mace means mace mamish, and he was killed means he was for sure killed. So the kavos, agab the gavim. The same thing when the goyim tell us that he was killed. So the question is, amayas ayasi was ishtoi. Why is the locha that his wife cannot remarry? Well, kaimalon, we hold, the whole masiach lefitumai, whenever the goyim tell us something in a normal conversation, they don't tell us because we ask them some information. They just don't tell us over in a story form. We have a right to believe them. See, if the goyim are telling us that this person was killed, why can't we believe him? El olav is, and they're talking about that meis here means yoytze lomus, that just Bezdin Paskin told us that he was going to be killed. Nereg means, or yoytze lomus, he's going to be killed. Oktani still it says the Bezdin Yisroel Yisroel Yisishtoi. It says here by Jewish Bezdin, there's a Psak Din Mashmah, he's supposed to be killed, for sure he's going to be killed, and the wife could remarry. So it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says if you have a Psak Din, it's only a Chumrah. It's a Suffolk if he's really killed or not. So Mora says no. Li'erlam, really the cases are over here, Meis Mamish, V'nerag Mamish. The cases are that telling us that the person really died or was killed. So the question was, the Kamrat on this, you're asking me, the Kavosa Gabyodi Kechavim, Mamai Loi, how come the Brisa says here, when the Goyim tell us that they killed him, we don't believe him? For your Kaimlon, your question was, we hold that the whole Mesir Lafi Tumai, Hamune Mehemna, whenever the Goyim stand tell us over in your story form, we believe them. So I tell you, Hani, Mili One, is that true? Bemil said Loi Shaychibo. And the thing that they don't gain by the story, it doesn't have to do with them. So they stop telling us over the story, then we believe them. Abu Benilso de Shaychibo, but by something that pertains to them, that makes them feel good about it, is Avdi Liarzuki Shakrayu. Then we have to be afraid, yes, they'll lie. So Rashi explains here, these executors, like, they're proud to say they killed people. So therefore, since they gain on the deal, they're proud about it, we have to be afraid maybe they're lying, and they just want to be proud and show off as if they say we killed a lot of people today. So therefore, even though they told the wife, we know that we killed your husband, by the goyim, you can't trust him. The Gemara says, Ika the army, some say like this, that Omar Rabbi Yosef said, Lo yishonu alu bebezlus tov ovdi kachovim. our Mishnah, when it says it's a Sofik, it's a Chumrei Chaim, Chumrei Mesim, it's only by a Goyish Bezdin.